lobopedes. I always thought that was a joke up north. Mm-hmm. They're
that's the peanut.
Oh, a goober pea is a peanut. Goober
pea is the peanut. Mm-hmm. Down here in South Georgia, we have another name that's commonly applied to peanuts. They were called pinders.
Pinders.
I think the distinction that most of the country folks made was that those that grow upright in hills were called peanuts, and the running peanut was called a pinder. I guess it's P-I-N-D-E-R, but I'm not sure about that.
It's a new word to me.
Well, it's I'm afraid the spelling may be strange to me also. Of course, the next one has to do with, the wash pot. It was used
for... Wash
well, this is something that was used out in the yard, out in the open. Fires built around it outside.
And you wash outside?
You see, well, actually in those days, the style was to boil clothing. Put dirty clothing in a... grimy clothing, you know, would you put in your soaps or lye or whatever they had to use.
I was going to say, what did they use?
And the boiling, you see, just plain, in other words, the hot water dissolves more than cold water. And they not only boil clothes, but then they take them out and beat them with a stick.
Just all women did this?
Yes, all women did this. It was just the custom of the time. It was bad on buttons. We didn't have zippers in those days. It would certainly wreck those. And many buttons were cracked by that stick. Just lay them on. Well, then the usual thing was, instead of using wash tubs, they'd have a trough dug out of a cypress log. And then it's not dug all the way to the end. The part of that is left that's been hewed flat with that adze, and by the way, digging this trough, the adze was the instrument they needed for that. And then you lay the clothes, pull them out of the water, and lay them across that and beat them. That's to make the dirt scat.
You wash first, and then beat, and then wash again?
Yeah, I believe that, I think you boil first, then took them out and beat them, and then rinsed them, and then you hang them on the line.
Oh, what a lot of work.
A lot of work. Then after that, the ironing. And that was a tremendous job.
And they didn't have electric iron.
No. Electricity didn't come into this area until about the late 30s, about 1937, I think, or someplace there.
How did they do that then?
Do what?
Iron.
Oh, yes. They had steel irons that you'd just place in the hearth. A fire in the chimney and set these irons in the hearth, and they usually had two so that while you're using one, the other can be heated. You take it out of the hearth, rub it on a cloth to make sure there's no ashes or any other kind of soot or anything. Then you press your clothing. And in the meantime, this one is cooling off, so then you go back and exchange with one.
Did they have ironing boards in those
things? Yes, but of course any table could be improvised. Not every family had a specially built ironing board. They might just simply lay some kind of padding, like an old quilt, on maybe their dining table and iron on that. They put the padding to make sure that the heat didn't damage the finish of the table, you see. Just a protective measure.